So what happened with this patient?
I did the PD-L1 staining, and as we would expect with a mucosal melanoma, he had no staining, less than 1% of tumor cells, zero immune cell staining. That's true for the majority of patients with mucosal melanomas. If they are PD-L1 positive, by the way, the data would suggest that they can respond to single-agent anti-PD-1 fairly well as a cutaneous melanoma. But most of them don't have PD-L1 staining. They don't respond to anti-PD-1, so we gave him ipi-nivo. He tolerated the therapy really well. Very soon after we started treating him, we noticed vitiligo. And in a black male, it's very striking. I mean, really striking.
Complete vitiligo?
No.
Like patchy?
Very patchy, but there are areas that were complete vitiligo. But overall, if you look across all his skin surface, it was patchy. He did very well. He developed a little bit of arthralgias, but tolerated the treatment very well. And when we did his first CAT scan, everything was better. He had a great response. About a third of patients who have metastatic mucosal melanomas will have great responses to ipi-nivo. We had to hold his treatment once, gave him a short course of steroids for the arthralgias. He came off, then we put him on nivolumab maintenance again, and we've been scanning him ever since. He's a near CR. He's had no progression now for months. I actually have a PET scheduled for him this coming month, and if his PET is negative, I'm going to stop his treatment.
How many cases like this do you see every year?
I'd say we see somewhere between 5 to 10 mucosal melanomas, metastatic mucosal melanomas per year. More like 5, I guess.
Where is the primary usually?
Well, we see them sinonasal primaries, vaginal primaries, and rectal primaries primarily. We see them across all sites. So the vaginal primaries obviously come to us from the gyn oncologist. The rectal primaries, like him, came from a surgeon. But we also get a number of these from our head and neck surgeons.
Do these patients usually present with metastatic disease, or do you see some that are localized, surgically cured?
We see some that are localized, and some of them are cured, but our impression is that these patients have, for the same depth and stage, if you use the standard staging for cutaneous melanoma, that they have a higher risk for recurrence.
And do you see BRAF positivity with mucosal melanoma?
The answer is yes, but much, much lower frequency. And I'm trying to remember whether I've ever actually seen one, and I can't remember whether I've actually seen one that's BRAF mutant. Conjunctival melanomas can be BRAF mutant positive. I can't remember seeing a rectal, a vaginal, or a sinonasal one but I think they're reported in the literature.
Do you ever see cases where you consult about adjuvant therapy with mucosal melanoma?
So, yes, and it is a problem because not enough of these patients have gone on to the randomized trials to know whether nivo would work. My own suspicion is that nivolumab as a single agent in these patients would not work well because it doesn't work very well in the metastatic disease setting. So I have tried to get ipilimumab nivolumab for a couple of patients who I wanted to treat in the adjuvant setting because I thought they were very high risk, but it's actually not approved by insurance companies. There is a trial ongoing, I think, at the Mayo Clinic, a single-arm study. In fact, I just saw a patient within the last 2 weeks that had a vulvar melanoma that was very deep, 8 millimeters deep, was ulcerated. She had bilateral sentinel nodes. The sentinel nodes were negative, but I think she's at very high risk. She had perineural invasion. She had 17 mitoses per millimeter squared. I realize those are not used in the staging system, but when you look overall at this lesion, you just get a sense that she's at very high risk for recurrence. So I wanted to offer her ipi-nivo, and at this point, I haven't yet been able to get the insurance companies to approve it.